Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. I am your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater. And you commit.
I am Chesco, and I am a Mr. Pick Me doing a show about videos in the internet.
And
Or
you know
at least
what?
I nailed it. Mustard! That's a great
That's a
one.
reference that some of you may get. Mustard on the beat.
Mustard on the beat. Kendrick Lamar. That's what you're supposed to do whenever you do good stuff now. Use y'all up mustard.
You yell at mustard?
I don't think that's actually true, but I want to make that a
No.
thing.
I think maybe not.
I'm gonna do that. Like if I nail a joke, I'm gonna go mustard.
Well, then we'll never hear it, I guess.
What do you want on your set?
Boom.
Now you have to yell out mustard. That was
No.
good. You nailed it.
I nailed it, but I
That was a
might.
pretty good. That was a sick burn. That was
Thank you.
solid. That was solid. That actually hurt my feelings.
No, it didn't.
Oh, I don't. You have to have a heart for that to happen.
I know you're emo now.
Yeah. Where are you? You guys missed
If you want
pre-show.
to see Cheska look emo, you can go see our pre-show.
Yeah. I was running late and I came to our pre-show with my hair unblow dried.
You mean wet?
Wet. I guess that's a better, but you mean blow dryification process. It had some emo vibes there for you.
Did.
I looked like an entire, and you can see it slowly dry through
I
the
know, I know. I was like, oh, it
Yeah.
got less emo.
Yeah.
Well, Chesco, I hear you have a story or perhaps a mystery.
Well, a solved mystery now. It is
Oh,
solved,
okay.
but about a man faking his own death to get out of his marriage. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
I got
gladly.
some good advice for
you. No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. Shit.
The news story was this guy, they found a kayak empty of his, and his phone was in the water, and that he must have died drowning, and they spent weeks like looking through the river,
Oh my God, when was this?
this was with, I think it was about a month ago
Oh my God.
this happened. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. This is very, this, I mean, the article I'm looking at right now is from November 21st,
Okay.
but very recent, and in Wisconsin. But as it turns out, he is alive and well. And the reason it came out that he was alive was because about a week before he disappeared, he was interviewed on one of those on the street interviews. And somebody's like, "Do
Okay.
you have any questions?" And I want to play how it started off for you. So this is, she comes out, she's on like the beach, and she has a sign that says, "Ask me for free advice."
Like a man on the street kind of
Yeah,
style.
and
Okay.
so he comes up riding on his bike
Okay.
and says this.
I go to Uzbekistan or stay here.
So he says, "Do I go to Uzbekistan or stay here?"
Okay.
And let's it gets very creepy as it goes
Okay.
along.
Say that one more time.
Do I go to Uzbekistan or stay here?
Do you have family there?
No.
Why do you want to go?
Meet a woman.
To meet a woman. And it was as back.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. You don't like American women?
Oh, they're familiar.
So you've given up on meeting someone here?
No, I'm married.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you want to find someone else?
Empty nest. I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking you.
Wait, empty nest? What do you mean?
Empty nest. My kids are out of the
Wait,
house now.
so you want to find like adopt a child?
No. I want to find a companion that I'm content with.
I think that requires you to divorce someone first.
Well, maybe. That's good.
Or is she okay with that?
Shit. That's a good question. Remains to be seen.
Have you guys had a conversation about that? So Would it be like a thropple or something?
No.
Okay. Oh, you guys would get a divorce, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
So that video was recorded before that he went missing, and the internet, obviously being the internet, she posted online not knowing that this is the guy that went, and because
After it
his
happened?
after it happened,
Oh my God.
because everyone's like, his face is everywhere. There's this missing man, presumed dead kayaking, and everyone's like, hold on, that looks like the guy. That's
What the
like the
hell?
guy in this video looks exactly like the guy that's missing right now, and this happened right before he went missing. And so the internet kind of was like obviously speculating and trying to figure it out. And it turns out he's a married father of two. It was reported missing in August, by
Okay.
the way. So this happened
Jesus.
a long time ago.
Okay.
A Russian-speaking woman helped investigators get in touch with him. His name is Ryan Borgwart. When investigators reached him, he correctly answered questions about himself and his family that only he would have known. Borgwart, he went out onto Green Lake, where he dumped his phone in the water and used a child-sized inflatable boat to get back to shore. Borgwart left an electric bike on shore and rode it to Madison before he boarded a bus to Detroit, crossing into Canada, and eventually boarding a plane, where he went to Uzbekistan.
Okay, hold on. How is that a better alternative than divorce?
Right.
Because, like, if he dies, if he's claimed as dead, doesn't that mean all of his money goes to his wife anyways?
I guess so. I don't think he cared. Or if they even have money. Do they have like
But what does he gain?
an Uzbekistani wife?
I mean by faking his death rather than.
I think this is a really wonderful example of anything but take accountability for your own actions. Like he's like, I don't want to be married anymore.
Just go. Listen here, buddy. I could have an uncomfortable conversation, but what I could also do is I could take out a kayak, get a kid-sized raft. Flip the kayak, throw my phone in the water, blow up the raft, take it to the shore, get on an electric bike that I have left there, ride that all the way to the airport and go to Uzbekistan. Like, what? What are you
Wild.
talking about? That's insane.
I cannot even fathom the length of going, because it's a plan, and it's also something he's clearly been thinking about, right? It's not
Well,
like
clearly,
one day he
he's.
woke up and he's like had like an episode and he's like
No.
I just and kind of
He
kicks
needed
off
advice.
somewhere. No, he needed it. He's like, do you think this is a good idea?
Should I leave my wife and family? The other thing is like the narcissism to not just like get up and leave, which is horrible enough, but to leave your wife and your two kids thinking you drown.
Right.
And there was a manhunt for you and they never found your body, so maybe they don't even know if you're dead or alive. Cuz we know they didn't find the body cuz the body's in Uzbekistan. Like, how could you do that to another person? Like, for what?
Yeah, I mean we talk about narcissism on this show plenty of times, but that's the only way you can do something like this is if you do not care about another human being other than yourself.
I don't know what it is, but the way that he spoke is the exact way I would imagine he would. The weird, like, apathetic, like, I don't know. They're kind of familiar.
I guess.
Like, this completely detached, like theoretical, like again, like we're not talking about real people and real feelings. And he's like, I need a companion.
Yeah, I'm married, but would you need a good divorce? Because it's also
I
like
don't know.
he didn't want to tell, no, I'm just gonna fake my own death.
He's like, I don't know. I've got this like blow up raft, this kid sized
I want
raft.
to know what his other options he had been considering
Yeah,
too.
what were
He's
the
like, is
other?
that was plan A, faking your own death to move to Uzbekistan?
You have to get off on it. Like that's like he must have gotten off on the on fooling people, like and doing the raft and hide like hiding his tracks because it serves no purpose, especially if he doesn't have his money. He has nothing other than himself. Like, I theorize, this is just a theory. I theorize he's somebody who gets off on like fooling people, tricking people. Like, he was clearly taking joy in it. He wasn't hiding it. He did a freaking street interview before he knew he was gonna fake his own death. Like, talk about ego. He's like, here, let me. And that was so unnecessary. He like, it wasn't like, tell me about your plans to possibly fake your death. It was like, do you want advice? He's like, yeah. Should I go to Uzbekistan? I'm leaving breadcrumbs. Like, ugh, bro.
Also, the you hear about this all the time when people get caught doing
Yeah.
stuff like this. It's because of the overconfidence,
The
right?
ego,
It's
yeah.
God complex. They're like,
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want. No one's gonna catch me because I'm that smart. I'm
I'm
that good.
so smart.
Perfect. That it doesn't matter that I'm leaving this. No one's ever gonna find out about this because I'm wonderful.
I'm so smart, I can leave my family and they can think I'm dead. To get, and also, I guess he's a passport, bro. Because why do you think women in Uzbekistan would want you more, sir? What's like, what is the idea of familiar? What a weird thing to say. Like, all of the women in America, they're all familiar. You've been with every woman in America? I doubt it. I doubt it, sir. I'm
Sir.
sorry, sir. I do not
Yeah,
believe you.
they're all the same.
It's just that women are the same.
Way talks.
It's misogyny. They're all like, all American women are just the same. Like, what are you talking about? Do you have a different woman? There are like, look different, feel different beliefs, like different cultures. What are you saying right now? What does that mean to you, sir?
I got into a little fight on my local page on
Shocking.
Facebook. But somebody made a video on it's a big enough city, I don't mind saying it online. I've said it online before, Santa Clarita. It's like
He
390
lives where
people.
the zombies, Drew Barrymore zombie lives.
But somebody made a video, a young guy that was like
Ugh.
basically mocking the fact that there's no women to date in Santa Clarita. And I was like, do you think in a city of like 200,000 people that if you can't find a single woman to date, then maybe the problem might not be the women?
Yeah, if yeah, no women are attracted to you. You can't get a date. Nobody wants to see you past the initial encounter. Is it women that are the
No.
problem?
The problem must be that literally all women
Or zombies?
are zombies. It couldn't possibly be the fact that I'm out here making this kind of content, demonizing all women.
I want to hate them and for them to have sex with me. What's the big deal?
First date.
Listen. I hate you, but I do want to sleep with you.
Is that okay? Are you okay with that? No, you're all the same.
You American, are you American?
Are you
You
Amer I
Americans.
knew it. I could tell you were American by your accent. I could smell it on you. I'm really smart for knowing that you in California.
Right, and you're also American, sir, so.
But
But that is.
I'm not like other guys.
I'm not like other Americans. But that really is the mentality of them because they're saying, they'll say like, oh, all American women are bad. It's like, do you think maybe you're just not getting a date? If you can just say like blanket statements like every woman in America is bad, it's like maybe the more logical. But it's a bunch of
Hear
these
me out.
men. Hear me out. There's a bunch of these men who all have the same problem, which is they can't get laid because they hate women and want to sleep with them, and they have actively negative beliefs towards women that they openly express, and women are like, no, I'm good. And they just join together in their illusion, like their absolute delusion, and then they get some guy online like Tate to be like, yep, yeah, that's right.
The worst part about it is, though, like they take this advice from Tate or one of the knockoff Tates,
Yeah.
the million Temu Tates that are
Yeah.
out there, and then it doesn't work, and they're still alone, and the only logical conclusion must be that all women are terrible.
They're like, now it's
They don't
global.
understand it.
It's a pandemic.
And they'll come onto my page, and they're like, the funniest thing to me is always like, the only reason you have so many female followers is because you say stuff that they like. I'm like,
Yeah.
now hear me out.
Yeah, hear me out.
Do you like women? Like, do
Yeah.
you like women? No,
Do
but
you
that's the
want?
thing. They don't. They
No,
don't actually like
they don't want to
it's
talk to them.
almost never do they like women. And it's just, I don't know, like what happened in this guy's life? Was it just like something like he stayed in this relationship, this marriage, because his kids were, because it sounds like he said, well, my kids are out of the house now.
Yeah, now I can abandon them.
Now I can just abandon my whole family as if that won't, and now I can cause trauma because they're adults. I don't want to cause this trauma of making them think their father drowned in a lake. Instead, I'm going to cause double trauma of letting them know that I faked my own death to go cheat on their mom with a woman in Uzbekistan.
Well, and they apparently mail order brides from Uzbekistan is a thing, so.
Is it really? That's probably where he probably found a website.
Oh, I guarantee it. They're like, that's where the women are good women.
He's like, I don't want delivery. I like takeout. No, I'll take myself there. Is that? I meant that to be an insult to him. I feel like that is not a good joke.
Wait a second, back that train up. No, it's just if you're a narcissistic person looking to do the most damage, how do I give the most damage to others while taking the least damage myself? That's it. It's faking your death because you devastate your wife, you devastate your kids, you have all these people looking for you, which, if you're a narcissist, like,
To feed your ego, you can say,
feed your
wow, look at
ego.
all this. Like, everyone's talking about me, my face is
Idiots.
everywhere. Yeah, you
I
dummies.
mean, you can't downplay, like, I think one of the most important elements is knowing something nobody else does, feeling smart and everyone else looking stupid. Because he went out of his way to make people look stupid, right? To do a huge manhunt for him. It's just it speaks to his ego, and again, like he loses nothing. But like the only point in doing this is a testament to himself, like to show how smart he is. And yet he's an idiot because he does an interview being like, I'm going to this country. Like,
Yeah, it doesn't have like he has almost like serial killer vibes to the way he talks. It's like
yes,
it's very much
that's
very
what I'm
detached,
saying.
like yeah.
What's his name?
Brian Borgwart.
That
Bargwart.
name, how do you spell it?
Borgwardt.
Wow, okay, so. It was 7 week a 7 week effort to find him, including scouring the bottom of the lake. That's serious.
Yeah.
Like that's a
Is it?
lot of what like that was a lot of wasted time and effort taken away from people who really needed help.
Apparently, it's Wisconsin's deepest inland lake, which played a role in why he used it so that it would be
What
harder
an
to,
asshole. He's like,
yeah.
let me put everybody way out.
They say he did the research he did. He thought his plan was going to pan out, but it didn't go to the way he plans, and now we're trying to give him a different plan. The wayward Wisconsin man said he was not going to leave his family in a total lurch as he took out a life insurance policy that was going to take care of his American loved ones. In his mind, they said that, it, or what he said was, it was try. He thought that would make it better.
If he gives them money, that's all they want, right? Your kids and your wife, they just want your money. They're just gold diggers, really. Oh, he already had a woman in Uzbekistan.
Okay, so it was he'd
Yeah, he
already
was
found
going to a
someone.
woman. Yeah.
So investigators found he had opened a foreign bank account and changed his email address, and that he was in communication with a woman from Uzbekistan, and that Canadian law enforcement ran his passport on August 13th. So he didn't even like so he faked his own death and
Yeah.
still used his own passport to get to Uzbekistan, thinking that somehow this life insurance policy
Would work out.
would work out. I guess, man, I wonder if it did, and then now his family's also going to be like have to pay back whatever probably money
I
they
don't
spent
know.
on.
I don't know how that works. I mean, he probably is gonna, they're probably gonna press charges, I would assume. End quote. He expressed concerns that if he does come back, it's gonna be hard to live. No one will accept him. But the community has stated before that they're willing to forgive. Are you kidding me? It's gonna be really hard for me after I faked my death.
It's gonna be people are gonna be so mean to me.
Yeah, remember when I made them search for 7 whole weeks?
I might have consequences to my actions.
But I wanted to get my wife,
Was
the woman here, Familia. Like, what? Like, it
Oh,
just
man.
shows you, like, hello? Do you have no empathy? Like, people are going to be mad at me when I come back. Yeah, buddy. I think when you fake your own death.
Yeah, that's his biggest concern though, is what if I come
Yeah.
back, are you going to be upset with me?
Are you mad at me because
Do I actually Are people going to treat me differently, or can I just walk back into my old life after my 6 month excursion to Uzbekistan with this woman I met online?
Was like, this is kind of why I faked my death, because I didn't want to have these conversations. So if I come back, I would really rather us just like not talk about it.
Let's just pick things up the way they were. I got this out of my system.
And I will not do another interview next time I leave. What a strange thing to do. But again, it just showcases like how warped people's minds get when it comes to misogyny. Because like my guess, this is a total assumption, I'm making this up, but like you have a man who's empty nest, he's got an empty nest, he doesn't have his kids anymore, he has a wife. It's familiar to him, you know, he's tired of it. It's always the same. So he's like, you know, this is boring. I bet I'll be happier if I just find a random woman in Uzbekistan and fly over there and live there. Like, because he couldn't even for a second recognize maybe he contributes. Do you think maybe you could talk to your wife? Because in the interview, he hadn't even talked to her about divorce. So
No.
clearly they're not talking. So like, I don't know, maybe instead of like faking your death and flying off to a different country, you could speak to your wife. You could talk to her about your issues, or maybe you could accept that this feeling of inadequacy might stem from your own failures rather than, nah, it's my wife and my kids and my entire life. It's not me. I'm just gonna move. Everything will be solved if I have a new wife in a new place. Like,
Well, it's the same that the guys that cheat on their wives and they
ugh.
expect it's there it's the exact same thing. It's like, well, I don't want to deal with whatever issue we're having,
Yeah.
so I'm just gonna do this thing, hope I don't get caught. And if I do, we'll deal with it then. And
But
and
don't
just
talk about it. But I
let's
don't
not
want to
talk about
discuss
it.
it. It's so bizarre to me, this inability to like reflect or see within themselves. Like, it's the midlife crisis, you know, it's that so many men have, which is like they recognize that, you know, they're getting up in age and they just start acting so selfishly and impulsively because they cannot recognize, like, oh, maybe it's time for some inner work. Maybe I shouldn't spend all this money and treat my wife like shit and cheat. Like, maybe I need to look within, and like, this is a good wake-up call to reflect and to grow and mature and realize that, like, really feeling, you know, at peace and really feeling satisfied with your own life comes from being a whole, like, mature person and being able to regulate your own emotions and deal with your past to have a brighter future. But no, let's just fake our deaths.
It's like if you're I could absolutely see that happen where the not I'm not I want to be very
Wait
clear.
a
It's going to
second.
sound like I'm
Are you going
defending
to
him.
Uzbekistan?
I mean, haven't you ever thought about meeting someone new from Uzbekistan? No, but like when your entire life, really, when you're parenting is parenting, right? That is
100%.
at least 90% of it, right? We
Yeah.
try to have little bits and pieces to try, to retain
Yeah.
our identity. But if you're the reality is, if you're going to be a parent, that's going to take up a lot of your life. And maybe after the kids do move out, you realize, that this isn't, maybe we're not the same people we were when we were
Sure.
25 and we got married and we've moved on. But then have the fucking courage to, and also this person that you did raise a family with, have the
Right.
respect to
Jesus.
like give them, to just talk to them and be like, you know what? And it's a hard conversation, right? Especially if it's one-sided, right? Especially if your partner still is in love with you and still does want to be with you, it would be very difficult. But if you ever cared about them,
Yeah.
then, and it's not just obviously don't fake your own death and move from
It's extreme.
Uzbekistan. But like even staying in a loveless relationship
Yeah.
is bad, to an
Yeah.
extent, because you're not doing them any favors by fake lying to them every day about how you feel to them. All right. But don't just that's still better, obviously, than cheating or running off or faking your own death. But like just have honest communication. with them, and it sucks. It's going to be hard, right? No one's going to be happy about that situation, but it's better than, but that's the whole idea. The, if you have that conversation, if you have that communication, you are going to have to deal with the fallout from that, as opposed to just pushing it off.
That's what I think it is too, is I don't think it's just like, you're gonna have to like let them down or break their heart or whatever. I think a lot of times it's accountability. Like you're going to have to say, I don't want to be in this relationship. You're going to have to admit to whatever you've done. You're gonna have to get the pushback from the wife. Like I think it's that more often than it's like, oh, like I don't want to hurt her feelings. I think they probably have done a lot of things already. You don't just jump into faking your own death. Or like when men cheat, it's so common for men, like maybe they're not faking their deaths, but they will like end that life that they've had and go and pick up with someone else. I mean, like first wife's club, like they'll just leave these people they've built a life with and have no regrets. Like they just get bored in their own life and they're like, okay, well, I'll just replace you. Like, and it just showcases how little these people mean to them. And that's a horrifying thought to think you could raise a family with someone who could care so little about you that they will let you think, in this case, that you're dead. They will traumatize you for the rest of forever. Like, unless he's an idiot, which I don't think he is, because he pulled off this. Not totally successfully because of his own ego, but he would have pulled it off if he didn't have such an ego, probably. That he knew that that would traumatize his kids and his wife forever, but he didn't care. And like, can you imagine like living a full, I don't know, if they're in college 20 years with somebody and then them literally not caring about you? And we see that with women, like men literally just toss them aside like they meant nothing. And it's such a horrifying reality that so many men can be with women in close quarters in committed relationships for 20 years and not care about them. Literally, just not care.
You hear a lot of these guys talk about as if this is a defense of men, where they're like, well, most men that cheat don't actually care about the women they're cheating with. Like I've seen in a lot of videos, they're like,
It
well,
is.
versus when women cheat, it's because they've emotionally
Yes.
invested in
Yes.
this other, and they're using that as a way to like, see, that's why women are terrible. Because they cheat, they really cheat. I only cheated physically, against.
Dude, she smiled at a guy once. That was when I slept with all those women, that was nothing. She literally let a guy open a door for her one time. And that was betrayal, man. I've not got, that's why I
Absolutely.
cheated preemptively.
So it's in a way, it's like we both cheated
Yeah. I
because
mean, she
she,
cheated more.
yeah, in a lot of ways, she knew what she was doing. I'm just a
Yeah.
little boy who doesn't know what I'm doing,
I was
right?
brokenhearted from the door, you know?
And I was
Well,
just,
that
and I
happened
went, and
before.
so like I went for a jog and my penis just fell in another woman.
I was the victim, if anything. Have you heard of such a thing?
God.
There was line in a line.
Why aren't
There
you
was
talking to her?
so many women jogging. I got them all.
Oh God. Oh no, I'm just trying to get through. Over and over, I just kept falling down. It was a really traumatizing experience.
Yeah. They're gonna say we dated all I dated
I'm
all
the
of them.
real victim.
That's crazy. They all hit their heads when they were running down a hill. Oh, God. And I don't care
Doesn't
about any of them, to be honest
no.
with you. I don't
Yeah,
know who they
see?
are.
See, that makes me innocent because I do not care about this woman that I slept with and cheated on my partner
That
with.
I was willing to throw away. That is a very, I've never understood that. I don't really understand cheating. We've talked about that. We both have the same stance. I actually just don't get it. I've never cheated. I don't understand it. I understand how it happens, but for me, I mean, I didn't even like the guys I dated and I didn't cheat on them. So, but I mean, but yeah, it's confusing to me. The whole argument that they make about like, well, you know, she meant nothing to me, baby. Like, I don't even care about her. I'm like, listen to yourself. You're telling a woman who loves you, I cheated on you for nothing,
For
for
nothing.
someone who meant nothing to me. I threw away everything we had, all the trust. I disrespected you. And like, this is these are men doing this. This is not, I mean, like, I think people make mistakes when they're young, especially in their 20s, in their teens, whatever. I'm talking about full grown men having affairs on their wives, getting caught and being like, she meant nothing, she is nothing. And it's like, it's almost like they're rating women off of their own scale. It's like, if I can degrade her and devalue her enough, then she will be nothing. So it won't matter. Because they're so misogynistic, they think that that's how she's gonna think. Like, oh yeah. Oh, she was not attractive. Oh, she
No,
was,
I wasn't
you were
even attracted to
drunk.
her. Yeah,
Yeah,
when
she
she
was
said she's
gross. Oh, okay.
hot.
It's fine
Like,
then.
you know who I normally like, who I dated before
Yeah.
you, and like
She
that was
has no
not.
value then. Oh, okay. So she's nothing. Then I shouldn't care. You see what I mean? Like, it's like their misogynistic viewpoint. That's what they think is going to get a woman to be like, oh, okay, that evens the scales.
Oh yeah,
Oh, it's
you're
basically
right.
zero.
But I mean, there are, and the sad reality is there are a lot of women that are like, you know, you're right. I'd rather you that stick with it and stay in the relationship.
I think it softens the emotional blow in a sense, because if it was nothing, it's like, then we can move past that. I think that's the saving grace for some women, is they convince themselves, oh, well, if it was absolutely nothing, then, she won't matter.
Because I
She won't
actually
come
do care
back.
about you.
Yeah, she's not going to come back around. I won't deal with her again. This was a blip. And we know that in most cases, cheaters cheat more than once. We know,
And to be clear, I
statistically.
feel like that sounded like I was blaming women for sticking around. Like I want to be like, I
I
wasn't
don't think
saying,
that.
yeah, but just in case, I was like,
I'd like to double check. No, but you look at cheaters and like, because it's not, I always say, like, there's a thousand deceptions and choices in every cheat, right? There's a thousand things you do to your partner. There's the setting up of the cheating, there's the actual cheating, there's the covering the cheating. You're lying at the very least by omission, obviously, if you don't tell her. And there's so much that goes into it. And again, like, we know that statistically, people who cheat don't, usually cheat more than once. Not always, but because it's not just about the act, it's about the willingness to deceive and betray your partner. Like, the willingness to not care about your partner, to put your own interests first, to put your own pleasure above the well-being of your partner. These are very serious core character problems for
And
a
if you
lot of
actually
men.
did care about the person you're claiming to care about,
Yeah.
you wouldn't have cheated with somebody you don't care about.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
Because
got there.
though,
You don't fall into it.
the same guys will also, though, very clearly, I've seen the same videos from these people that talk about how much harder it is for men to find someone to sleep with or to be in a relate to find women.
Except when you're married, because then you fall into them running.
Super easy. Super
They're
easy.
jumping
All they're
you.
everywhere. They're it's just
Get
and so
off
it's like
me.
and that goes to your point
Yeah.
though of like it you had to have worked for this. Like it
Oh,
wasn't just
100%.
an accidental thing that happened.
I have never heard a single case of cheating that didn't involve boundary pushing. Even if it's in a single night, like, you just have to. Like, you don't go from fully boundary not cheating and then, to our point, falling onto someone, you know? And I think also we need to, women, this isn't an issue for me particularly, but but women need to really think about men who, aside from cheating, can use women that way, can sleep with a woman and not care at all about her, and then like absolutely disrespect, devalue, degrade this woman the second they need to. That's not good. That shows someone is misogynistic and willing to throw a woman under the bus, to get what they want. And then used a woman for, like, if she meant nothing to you and you just slept with her, then you clearly used her, right? And then it's like, okay, well, what did she think it was? Was it mutual, or did she think you cared about her? That's a whole nother issue that I don't think we talk about enough. It's like, is that what the woman thought? Because half the time they're lying. Like, half the time they were having an affair. But even if they weren't, like, did you just use someone who actually cared about you? Did you, like, what is the situation for her? Do you even know? Do you even know how she felt? Or did you care
Probably not.
so, yeah, did you
Cared
care
so
so
little.
little? You don't even know her emotional state.
It's all about it's the power trip of being able
Yeah.
to do it anymore. And I think a lot of guys will they get into a long-term relationship, not even a marriage, but just a longer relationship, and they miss that thrill of the hunt,
The
right?
spontaneity and the, yeah.
The sport of it.
Ugh.
But that's how it's viewed. That's what's talked about, right? And so it's like they the only and to many, I believe them when they say they did not care about. That
Yeah.
doesn't make it okay though. Like that makes it worse. Like you're saying, it makes it worse.
Yeah, it makes it di- well, it definitely makes it different. I
It
mean,
makes it different. Well, because if let's say if my wife cheated on me, right? If she developed a relationship, and like they would say, like it's, I don't know if there's any research to it, if it's stereotype, but women cheat when they actually do care about the person that they're cheating with, they actually do develop more relationship with it. I don't know if there's any background to that, but let's say
I
that's
don't know
true.
if let's just pretend it's true, but I think
Pretending
that's
it's true.
brocaster bullshit, but
Yeah.
sure. Let's
But
pretend.
if it was true, that would mean that you have done, there's a reason they're seeking that relationship, not physical, like the intimate
Yeah.
relationship
Like
with
an
somebody
emotion,
else,
yeah.
emotional relationship, because something is missing in your relationship at
Yeah.
home. And cheating of all sorts, I always say cheating, no matter who, man or woman, is still wrong.
Any gender.
Any gender. Yeah, clarify, any gender is always wrong, but it's there is a difference in circumstance. If you were like in an abusive relationship, if you
Yes, I
are
have
with
seen
somebody
that.
that ignores you and does not have any, fulfillment other than, well, we had a kid together and now we're stuck together and now they just don't actually talk to me, they don't interact with me, they don't give me anything. There is still something to be said about what are you doing that would leave someone open to doing something like that.
You know what's crazy about that is I saw, so there was a lot of, like growing up, there was a lot of cheating that went on with parents and like divorces. Like, I don't know if it was, I went to private school. There's a lot of shit that it, like you would hear stories and like, I mean, I saw a lot of heartbreak. Some of my close friendships, there was, I mean, one of my good friends like literally had the husband show up or yeah, the husband showed up at my friend's house and was like, hey, your husband is having an affair with my wife. Like, and this was a woman who tried to police her husband. So, you know, it's so often it's not even like the women don't like the husband, or like it's not even like they don't love them, they're not supporting them. A lot of times they've dedicated their lives to them. They've, you know, facilitated their careers, which doesn't get talked about enough. Like a lot of these men are successful because they had a wife at home hold like carrying all of the labor of the household, and like the kids and sports and like all that stuff. Like that is a full-time job that the husband could not do without the wife, that rarely gets recognized. But you have these women who genuinely do love these men and support these men, but the men themselves are so desperate for validation. They grew up in a misogynistic patriarchal society where their value was through achievements, that their value is through flirtation, conquest or whatever with women, and then they get married and that's achieved. And you know, they hit a stalling point in their career. Usually at some point it gets boring. You know, at some point you hit a point where you're not like getting, you know, even if you get high up, you're not getting like promotions all the time. And they get bored and they aren't getting the validation they seek. And instead of, again, fixing it internally, they're like, oh, well, I'll just go cheat then. Like, oh, well, I need somebody to tell me I'm handsome and attractive. I need somebody to mirror to me that I'm great. And I am willing to sacrifice my relationship, my children, my wife's dignity, her trust, the 20 years she's given me, because I need literally a younger woman to tell me I'm handsome, to laugh at my joke. That is how deeply insecure I am. And then who do they blame it on?
Right, her.
The wife.
The data does back that up. I don't remember the exact number, like age range, but at below a certain age, I think it's, let's say, below 30, men and women cheat roughly equal
Yeah.
percentage wise. But as you get older, then it's men, obviously the percentage goes way higher than that. And it goes back to the accountability. Even the original theme of this episode about the guy
Yeah.
willing to cheat instead of taking account, why are so many divorces initiated by women? Right. It's because when if they get to if a woman gets to the point where they're like I'm done with this relationship, They're
leave.
more likely to do a leave and initiate the divorce. Men, instead of taking the accountability and having that conversation, will cheat, right? And
Yeah.
so, and because they're like, oh, I don't want to get divorced. That's a lot of work. I'd
Yeah,
rather
they'll
just.
literally just cheat. Well, it's the same. There's like lesbians have a, the divorce rate with lesbians. It's like, yeah, because they leave. When they're unhappy, they leave. They divorce. They don't stick in it till for forever. And it's like, yeah, a lot of these men, and here's the thing is like societally, it's absolutely been stamped and approved. You think about my parents' generation or like even the generation before that, like people had affairs all the time. And women were just expected to deal with it. I think now it's everything's like with the digital age and social media, it's all out there. I think it's on some ways, I guess it's easier to cheat because you have more access, but it's also easier to catch people. If
I think,
somebody's out and about with a woman, if your husband's out and about, like, damn, we literally have like whole sagas on TikTok where they're like, hey, Deborah, your husband was at the Panera with this other woman talking shit on you. Help me find her. And then they do, it's like people get called out more. The lengths people will go rather than have a conversation.
I think they would rather be labeled a cheater than a divorced man. Right, because a divorce is a meaning you failed
Right.
at something
Cheating
versus
is a success.
it's a
Look
success.
how good I
I
am.
was
I got
I was
two.
able to do this. Yeah, honestly, because in the eyes of other men, the or at least the men that they will
Yes.
be around, it's like, oh yeah, well, I get it.
I used to work at an agency or a production company, agency, whatever. And I found out later, not to me because that would have gone really bad, but I found out like the men openly at work, all of them were like cheating. And discussed it. And I'm like, that is so foul. Like, can you imagine not only just cheating, but feeling comfortable talking to your coworkers and them telling you they cheat and everybody knowing who's cheating on who and keeping it from wives and covering for each other? Like, the culture of men cheating is so foul.
Like I don't care. I think this is a positive thing, but I don't care. If I find out you're cheating on your wife, she's gonna find out about
You're
it.
busted, sucker.
Like, I'm sorry. Any
Yes.
men listening to this, or any women too, anyone cheating on
Any
their spouse?
gender, non-binary babes, we'll out you
Yeah,
also.
any gender. Yeah, I gotta stop speaking in binary. Anybody cheating, I will. While I am great with gossip, while I love your secrets, that is not one.
Cheating ain't one.
Yeah,
No.
that I'm willing to take. Did you see the there was a woman that posted about someone stole my husband's identity, like cat was catfishing people on Tinder with my husband's picture, and she see if, I'll see if you can catch where this is going. And she said, and the weird thing about it was so it was like it wasn't even that far from where we live. It was like 20 miles away, and they were using pictures from my personal Instagram that nobody has access to. So it had to be someone that knows us. And everyone's like,
Oh, girl, let me hold your hand when I tell you this.
yeah.
Damn.
He's and it was like somebody pointed out he was using stuff from hers, so because it had to be pictures that so obviously everyone was like, he's cheating on you. He's
Yeah,
using
she's cheating on you.
he's cheating on you. But they were like they were explaining to her like he was using your pictures because if it was pictures that you hadn't seen, you'd like, oh, how did this person get these pictures that I haven't seen of my husband? So he specifically chose pictures of
You have
hers
access
so
to.
that he could say, oh, somebody must have taken your photos and used them so that he
Because
was
that's what
already
people
thinking about
do.
getting caught for it. Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so rough.
I just can't even imagine. Like the whole we talked about Ashley Madison before and everything, but like, God, if you're even to the audacity to cheat by making a Tinder profile with your own images,
You know what's
like,
wild? I mean, people will cheat and put on there that they're cheating.
yeah.
Like literally will say like, made this profile because I want to cheat on my wife.
And isn't I only know this because of the stuff they were talking about, like how the Republican National Convention, how they were
It broke
overloading certain
Grindr.
areas. Yeah. But like
Amazing.
it's by distance too, right? Isn't like those, I don't know if Tinder,
I think Tinder's by distance.
so
Tells you how far away people are.
theoretically, if you were using that app, you're using it in the vicinity of other people that might know your spouse.
Well, people drive out. Remember in the Ashley Madison, he would drive.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
He would literally drive to the town and then turn it on.
Tell me more about what they do.
He was
Had to
on
consider this. No, I'm just kidding.
it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Please, you're obsessed with your wife. We both are. Let's not mince words.
Yeah.
For the
I'd be
least.
I'd also be real bad at cheating.
You're ho no.
I'm just so I'd
You
be
would just be
yeah.
like, no. You would never.
I know.
Neither would I. It's fine.
Yeah.
We love our partners. It's great.
Uzbekistan.
Now.
Now we're talking here.
Wait a
Going for
second.
I could go on a vacation too. I mean,
Uzbekistan, what's the
cheating didn't
climate?
really, I don't know. In
You
the
just go for
winter?
the trip.
Is
This girl tries to talk to you, like, ooh,
like,
no,
yeah,
I'm married, dude.
ugh, get away from me. I just
I just
wanna
wanted the beach.
the
Obviously,
beach is
Uzbekistan's not
here,
a beach. You go to like a winter climb, like, shoot.
I just never been here before. I just wanted to try this. I want to go skiing.
My friend, this kayaking friend of mine, said I should come try Uzbekistan. Give me
You're
some
for
advice.
life? No.
Oh no. Is that what you guys are
I
here? Are you married?
Oh
Oh my
God, is that
God.
what is that why all these middle-aged white guys are here from
Give
America?
me your wife's number. I'm calling her right now. Oh God. All right. Let's call it, man. That's enough. Jesus. Well, any final thoughts about this death defying or faking Uzbekistan wannabe
I mean,
man?
if you get to the point where you want to fake your own death and find a new wife from Uzbekistan, just break up. Just break
Just
up. Just
divorce.
move, just
Just
divorce. Don't
divorce.
just move on. Let them have closure. Don't let them think that you're
Dead.
possibly dead in the bottom of a lake.
Traumatize them for the
Don't
rest of their
traumatize.
lives.
Yeah, like if you're gonna traumatize them with honesty
Yeah.
and like
Yeah.
let them move on with it. And then you can live your happy life with your wife in Uzbekistan without anything else going on.
And also, let's take vibes seriously. Like, if someone's given you a weird vibe in an interview, like that man gives me the creepy crawlies on my skin. And then guess what? He faked his own death and went to Uzbekistan and might be a sociopath or something. I don't know. I can't say, but I can say the empathy is weak with that one. So trust your gut, I think, is a good lesson too. If you're someone's giving you a bad vibe, they might be the person you think they are.
Yeah,
So
I like that. All
and
right.
that's all I have. All right, friends. Well, thank you so much for joining us on our show. As you know, we are going to be doing a live show in January on
The 18th,
18th.
probably. Let's go
Probably
the
the
18th.
18th.
Saturday makes better is better than Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think so. We'll do
Yeah,
the 18th.
January 18th in Los Angeles. We're still working out the specifics, but very soon we will do some sort of pre-sale.
Yeah,
You
we'll do a
know,
pre-sale. It's gonna be
how much would
awesome.
you all pay to see us live? We want to make it affordable, but we also don't want to
Yes.
lose money. We want to at least at the
Correct.
we would like to have this be something that we don't actually we're not paying you all to come see us.
Yes. Email us. Let us
Email us
know.
and let us know what's your
What's
limit?
reasonable?
What's
We want to
reasonable?
see your
We have no
faces,
idea what we're doing.
but we don't want to lose money to s
Yeah.
as much as we love you.
Yes.
So let us know. And yeah, it's going to be really fun. We got some fun ideas, and we will give you more information as we have it. So thank you, friends, for listening. Make sure to check out our Patreon, where we do a pre-show every week. You can see Chesco looking very emo this week. And other than that, friends, we will see you next week.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.